Rufus du Sol mit You Are Right, hier gehört auf 100,6 Flux FM. Die Eastside Music Days starten wieder in die nächste Runde. Zum fünften Mal an diesem Wochenende wird es also rings um die Eastside Gallery am Mercedesplatz, hinten vorne, oben, unten an der Seite, viel, viel, viel Musik geben. In erster Linie, und es sind die Music Days, die Eastside Music Days, natürlich in Sachen Straßenmusik. Ihr kennt das Ganze schon aus den vergangenen Jahren, aber es gibt eben auch schon etablierte Acts, die da auf Bühnen Platz finden und unter anderem dabei morgen Abend auf der Mainstage Headliner sind Evol. Ein Duo aus Berlin, kann man sagen, denn mittlerweile sind die beiden schon seit 10 Jahren oder sogar noch länger in Berlin, ursprünglich allerdings aus Australien und Irland. Jane Armisen und Julie Chance sind hier bei mir im Studio oder eben auch aka Evol. Herzlich willkommen, welcome.
Hi.
Hi.
To the two of you. I guess we should say or we should speak in English. Or do you wanna do your German tricks on me?
English is the better.
Okay, it's the bessere. We could also mix, which I'm a big fan of.
Sure, cool.
So, alrighty. I've just asked you before, you didn't meet in Berlin, you've met in Paris, which is of course always a good place to meet.
Very romantic story.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
So 10 years ago, Julie was DJing in Paris. I was living there. And we met one fateful night. Yeah.
One fateful night. Yes. Fell in love with each other, it wasn't that romantic?
It was pretty romantic.
It was definitely hot and a bit of romance and things developed.
And music, actually.
And music.
Straight away music, yes.
Yeah, and then I made Jane move to Berlin because this long-distance situation wasn't going to work.
And also, I mean, also music was better here. And so she was kind of like, what are you doing there?
Why Paris?
Jane was working in a Irish bar, mm-hmm. A 40-hour week.
Mm-hmm. Being very uncreative.
In a tiny little Paris apartment paying astronomical rent.
Of course.
So I was like, why?
Stabilized, probably.
Yeah. I don't know. It was expensive.
Whatever, 8,000 Euro.
Yeah.
Okay, also sie haben sich in Paris kennengelernt. Eine von beiden ist aus Australien, die andere aus Irland. Sie haben sich aber in einer irischen Bar kennengelernt, in der die Australierin gearbeitet hat. Die Iren kam wahrscheinlich zum Bier trinken, oder? So war es doch wahrscheinlich.
Ja.
Ja. Sind dann relativ schnell zusammengekommen, aber haben natürlich auf der musikalischen Basis auch sofort eine Ebene gefunden und machen seitdem auch Musik zusammen. So you're not only sharing your bed with each other or some I don't know, Irish pop experiences
in apartments.
Two dogs as well. You're also, of course, musical partners. Since when does this project Evol exist in this form?
Evol is existing since our first album in 2015.
Uh-huh, okay. Mm. Which is so far the only album. You have released this full-length LP. Then you've released two singles last year.
Yeah.
But you have nevertheless, and I should probably not even say nevertheless, because it is a lot of work to do an album, EP and singles, but you've been extremely busy as well in terms of music. What else is it, what you're doing?
Well, we did a special commission piece for Pop Culture Festival 2 years ago, mm-hmm. and that we decided to kind of, I guess we were quite overwhelmed with the social upheaval that was going on at the time, and our music just seemed kind of frivolous, and we couldn't focus on it, and so we put it aside and we got the opportunity to do a commissioned work where we were able to kind of meditate and consider larger issues, I guess, mm-hmm. in a different format than pop songs.
Mm-hmm. What exactly are you referring to? Because I always have to ask, because our world has been in turmoil for so many things and for so many reasons.
Well, I was particularly affected by the refugee situation in Syria and a couple of things that I had seen, personal stories of women leaving husbands behind and traveling to Germany, really upset me. So social issues like that, and
Also like the connecting, incarcerating refugees and asylum seekers, and in Australia, there's some pretty terrible stuff that goes on there. And these themes are obviously still continuing, but there was a particular moment it kind of became quite unbearable for a while there. So.
And you couldn't overlook it any longer.
And also just acknowledging our privilege, I think, is important, that we're, how fortunate we are, mm-hmm. and that it's something that it's important not to look away. Mm-hmm. So,
and then also how to make musical pieces that react to those situations, and how would that sound and what does that mean? And mm-hmm. that was quite challenging. So mm-hmm. It was great. We were really happy to do it.
So it's probably also interesting for you to see what comes out of this musically when you say, what's our musical response, like in a more angry way or a darker way maybe. How has that influenced your musical style?
I mean, for that project, it was somehow very spiritual and uplifting and back to nature somehow.
Yeah. There was some anger there, I think.
Yeah, well. with some, I guess, some anger thrown in. But the pieces themselves were, what do you think?
I don't know. I mean, it was varied. I think that the point of it was that we were able to look at it from different perspectives and with different lens and emotional responses and whatnot. So it was important for us to have quite a holistic piece. So mm-hmm. we were able to be experimental, I think. That's mm-hmm. probably yes. the main thing about it.
Okay. Ja. Also Sie sagen gerade, Sie haben 2015 die erste Platte rausgebracht, Eternalism war das damals, es gab aber auch eine Commissioned Work 2017 für das Popkulturfestival, was ja jetzt am nächsten Wochenende auch wieder stattfindet oder in der nächsten Woche. Und für diese Arbeit konnten Sie sich also auch wirklich ein bisschen weiter aus dem Fenster lehnen. Sie haben da also die Möglichkeit bekommen, auch direkt auf politische Ereignisse zu antworten, in ihrer ganz eigenen Art und Weise, auf musikalischem Wege. Mit der Situation natürlich auch in erster Linie die Flüchtlingssituation, das war so vor 2-3 Jahren, ihr könnt euch alle dran erinnern, so intensiv, dass man das nicht mehr überblicken konnte oder nicht mehr einfach nur so hinnehmen konnte, was da auf der Welt passierte, diese ganze Flüchtlingsbewegung, auch Leute, die da also alles aufgegeben haben aus Syrien und aus anderen Ländern hierher gekommen sind, alles im Stich gelassen haben, alles hinter sich gelassen haben, sich auf einen beschwerlichen Weg gemacht und das war eben in diesem Commissioned Work auch tatsächlich mit untergekommen. Es hat sich musikalisch auf alle Fälle so ausgebreitet, dass man experimentell sein konnte, nicht nur unbedingt das Ganze sehr dunkel wurde, sondern dass man auch sich selber ein bisschen neu erfinden konnte, selber auch rausgefunden hat, wo sind unsere Möglichkeiten miteinander Musik zu machen. Wir hören jetzt einfach mal ein bisschen was Musikalisches, damit wir uns auch vorstellen können, was ihr wohl macht, falls ihr das jetzt noch nicht so auf dem Schirm habt. Release Me ist eine Nummer.
So this is that with a single that we released last summer.
Last year.
With an amazing video directed by Julie that
Absolutely.
Won an award at the VMAs.
Yep, and that the world is still talking about, or at least Berlin, let's say. Jane Anderson und Julie Chance oder auch Evol mit Release Me. Wir haben gerade schon gesagt, es gibt ein tolles Video dazu. Und irgendwie wird immer über dieses Video gesprochen, wenn man von dieser Single spricht, dann wird über das Video gesprochen. Ich habe sie gerade gefragt, sollen wir über das Video sprechen oder nicht? Und so, ja, klar, warum nicht? Und ich bin immer so ein bisschen unsicher, weil ich mir denke, okay, man sollte vielleicht kurz nochmal erklären, in diesem Video, das ist it's quite explicit, the video. Ladies are celebrating, I would say, celebrating lust, celebrating sex with each other. And I'm always kind of divided. Should we really talk about it? Because, A, what's the big deal?
Let's talk about sex, baby.
Exactly. But should we, right? You know, it's like this, okay, what's the big deal? So women are exploring or celebrating their lust. Do we really have to talk about it? But we probably have to.
I think the big deal is that it's not shown enough. And in mainstream media, queer bodies, dykes, fucking, if I can say that, so perhaps it does have to be spoken about and shown more because we need to come out of this sort of kind of marginalized idea or what queer sex means to people. And it's not just this kind of straight narrative or just for the male gaze.
Exactly. The idea, I think the thing that's interesting to talk about is the fact that it's not, men are not involved mm-hmm. in this moment. Mm-hmm. And it's not very often where you have an opportunity when there's sexuality involved, women are not invited in. And I think that's the thing which is interesting or dangerous.
So it's basically almost like a necessary stage that we have to go through for normalizing, dealing with sexuality.
Totally. What you said, it shouldn't be a big deal. And we should be able to just talk about these things and show these things. But somehow that narrative has gotten lost along the way. Here we are.
Yeah. But I guess you also had fun doing this video. I mean, it was probably epic.
best weekend of our lives.
Quite epic, yeah.
I relive it often in my head.
Also es gibt, wie gesagt, dieses explizite Video dazu und Gruppensex unter Frauen und ne, diese Frage immer wieder so, okay, und warum muss man jetzt darüber reden, warum sollte es nicht einfach ganz normal sein? Es wird eben immer wieder in einem irgendwie falschen Kontext verhandelt, es wird immer wieder falsch perceived, also irgendwie aufgenommen und das ist ein bisschen schade, aber wenn man es eben nicht machen würde, wenn man solche Videos nicht drehen würde, nicht auch zeigen würde, wo würden wir hinkommen, dann würde alles irgendwie im Dunkeln bleiben und es ist ja vielleicht auch so ein guter Schritt, um einen normalen Umgang mit Sexualität, mit jeglicher Art von Sexualität zu finden. Und insofern geht das alles völlig in Ordnung. Guckt euch das Video an. Es ist wirklich ein sehr lustvolles, sehr schönes Video. Release me hier gerade gehört von Evol. So being in a queer scene in Berlin and coming from Australia, for instance, I know that I have a lot of Australian people around me who, coming from a queer scene, complain about some issues, especially people from Melbourne, for instance. I told you that they literally fled, escaped.
Yeah, I mean,
is that still the case or is that kind of like in a maybe a little wrong perception?
Well, I mean, I think the Australia is much smaller and it's much more vast, I guess. So the kind of concentration and the diversity of queer communities in plural there that you can experience in Berlin, I think is second to none and probably the world. Mm-hmm. Australia is the queer community is there and is strong. There are queer communities everywhere in the world because they're resistance. They're underground and they're alternative to mainstream. So they're definitely there, but it's probably more of a struggle, less than a lifestyle, I would imagine. Perhaps.
Okay. And you would say that in Berlin, it is a lifestyle and not so much a struggle? Not so much a struggle or no struggle?
I definitely think we're very privileged here. We attended the Dyke March a couple of weeks ago and they had a queer speaker from the Ukraine and, you know, they had their pride and as they were, you know, walking the streets, you know, people were throwing stones at them and it was not about their pride, it was more about their safety of their actual bodies. So when you compare Berlin to cities like that, we have it very good here, you know, and I mean, I personally feel safe wherever I go.
Although I was called a schlumper the other day, wasn't I?
Yeah, that's true.
Here in going Berlin. Out. Yeah, here in Berlin, which was quite disturbing, actually. Mm-hmm.
By
of
some
course.
Kids in Ishbeidi. We caused a ruckus. And got
Julie nearly beat them up.
How did you? I was going to say, how did you react?
I told them, they didn't think we could speak German, for starters. But then I told them to not speak like that. That's really rude and degrading. And then Julie got wind of what was coming on and then she...
What did you say? I got all Dublin style with them and kind of just scared them and stuff. But
Did you hit some bottles going out? Like, oops, sorry.
It wasn't that bad.
Okay. Also es gibt schon auch in Berlin Probleme. Sie sagen gerade, sie sind erst jetzt vor kurzem wieder als Schlampe bezeichnet worden, als sie in einen Späti reingegangen sind. Es gab fast noch eingeschlagene Scheiben hinterher. Hätte es mal geben sollen. Aber im Großen und Ganzen fühlen sie sich schon sicher hier in Berlin. Die Queer-Szene in Berlin ist sehr vielfältig und man fühlt sich hier schon sehr gut aufgehoben. Und gerade wenn man jetzt wieder auf Brennpunkte wie die Ukraine zum Beispiel oder auch andere Plätze in der Welt schaut, dann ist das natürlich eine ganz andere Geschichte, wo Leute tatsächlich um Leib und Leben sich sorgen müssen, wo sie sich in ihrem Körper nicht wohlfühlen dürfen, weil ihnen die Gesellschaft eben aufdrückt, anders zu sein, als sie sind. Und insofern ist Berlin natürlich ein kleines Fleckchen Himmel. And in Australia, so we got kind of a little bit away from Australia.
Yeah.
You're saying that it's small and vast at the same time.
Yeah.
But of course, compared to places like Ukraine or so, please, there's also not really.
Yeah. I mean, I think obviously it's different in terms of the, I guess, the social politics in Australia generally. You know, the same-sex marriage has been passed finally.
Right.
So it is a very different political and social situation than the Ukraine for certain. But I guess in the sense that there's not as many people and that there's more spaced out, it's harder to form communities and it's harder to create stable communities in that sense, not in the kind of that it's anti-gay, let's say.
Okay. Yeah. Also wie gesagt, es ist immer ein bisschen größer, ein bisschen geräumiger in Australien und deswegen ist es schwieriger, dass sich Leute eben auch zu Communities zusammenfinden. Es gibt sie natürlich, aber weil sich alles ein bisschen verläuft, ist es auch schwieriger, da so Gruppierungen, feste Gruppierungen an vielen Orten zu finden. So let's talk about a new album, because this is basically in the making. I read and you confirmed this.
Yes.
Yeah. Are there going to be new tracks tomorrow on stage already?
No. This the new album will have a whole brand new live show, a completely different setup, and we're really excited about it. It's going to be a big shake up.
Yeah, very excited. So yeah, we have been working at it for the last probably year, I guess, and I'm in the studio at the moment, kind of trying to finish mixing it, and we're getting very close to it. It's kind of at that stage where it's close. But, you know, it's kind of painful.
You still have to file a little bit, left and right. It's like, a little bit less, a little bit more here.
Exactly,
okay, so you do everything yourself?
Yes, yes. Apart from mastering. We get mastering done. Yeah. Although I think after this, the pain and torture of this mixing process, I think we're ready to hand it on to someone else for our next album. Try something different, perhaps. But anyway, we've got to
finish.
It
might be hard for Jane to do that, but we'll...
Yeah, I'm a bit
why?
Of a...
Why? She's a control freak.
Control freak.
No. So will there ever be an end, Jane, though? That's the big question.
Well, never. You just give up at some point, I think.
No, yeah. There will be an end 2 weeks from now.
Yeah, well, with the mastering.
We're mastering on the 3rd of September, yes. So there's definitely ending.
Okay.
Yeah.
No more obsessing.
No, and we're going on holidays, so it's definitely finished before holiday time.
Okay, yeah. That's a good deadline, actually. Yeah. Also, Sie arbeiten an einem neuen Album, haben das auch selber gemacht. Es gibt es dann zum Mastering, wird es noch in andere Hände gegeben. Aber Sie haben alles alleine gemacht. Jane sagt gerade, sie ist ein bisschen Control-Freak, muss dann auch irgendwann ein Ende finden, muss dann irgendwann sagen, okay, stopp, jetzt sind die Songs so, wie sie sind und sie sind gut so. Und dann wird es demnächst irgendwann auch veröffentlicht. In 2 Wochen geht es erstmal in den Urlaub, bis dahin soll die Platte fertig sein. Mm-hmm. So, is it... What's it like?
It's different, I guess.
Yeah,
it's new.
What a question in general. I mean, what's it like? Oh, God.
Well, what is it like?
It's fucking cool. Yeah. It sounds great. It's like, I don't know, it feels like it's more depth. The production is pure class. And I don't know, like...
So we've been having fun with vocals and vocal sounds and things, where it's definitely got lots of energy to it. It's probably more electronic. I think we've moved away from the kind of organic-y throwback kind of sound. And
we've come full circle and back to the Eternalism kind of vibe.
But and even more, I think.
More deeper level.
Okay. Yeah. Mm. And it's more of a significant work than Eternalism. I think we've got 12 tracks or something, whereas Eternalism was shorter.
Exciting. I'm just trying to establish a picture, of course, now, an acoustic picture in my
head.
Secret. It's always kind of weird to talk about music that I haven't heard yet, and it's not out yet, explain it to people. But who knows your sound from past works knows it's always a little... Is there going to be synths, for instance, synthies?
Yeah,
for
of course.
Sure. Yep.
Yeah.
So it's also... It goes into this little dark wavy direction as well?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, good. That's good. That's all I needed to know.
Rhythms, bass,
lots of layers.
Vocals, synths.
Lots of layers?
Lots of layers. Julie's always trying to get me to... Less layers.
I actually like that. I appreciate it.
We've got a few nice hooks in there as well.
Okay. Also, die neue Platte ist natürlich exzellent produziert, muss man dazu sagen. Excellent. Von einer Dame. Are you the one who is a teacher as well in the institute? You're still doing this.
What is it?
The British Irish music?
Yeah. I don't think it's just BIM now. I think they've moved beyond.
The British Irish thing.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Okay. Also, sie macht das auch beruflich. Insofern weiß sie, was sie tut. Manchmal. Und eine ganz tolle Platte soll es werden. Sagen Sie, sie ist cool. Sie geht tiefer rein, aber dieser Synthi-Sound, dieser Darkwave-Synthi-Sound von den letzten Arbeiten, der bleibt auf alle Fälle behalten. Auch mit vielen Layern, manchmal mit vielen Schichten, viel eingesprüht wieder. Manchmal ein bisschen zu viel, sagt Julie jetzt. Aber hey, let's talk about the record when it's out. How about that?
Yeah. We'll come back in and play it for you.
Isn't that a deal?
I need to give a big shout out to all my work colleagues over at iServices, particularly Irish Contingency, Katrina, Kieran, and of course, my buddy Lucy.
Okay.
Hey.
Done.
Hi.
Are they listening right now?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Have they already gotten you feedback?
I think I got a WhatsApp message from Lucy earlier.
Ooh, what did she say?
She got a new job. Congrats, by the way.
Oh, congrats from me too. Okay, so we're going to listen to Song for the Broken Hearted, Roland. Und ich sage Dankeschön, dass ihr hier wart. Morgen Abend, when is stage time again? Like 11?
9 p.m.
9 p.m. already? Yeah. I thought it's later.
That is the latest slot, 9 till 10.
9 to 10.
Yeah. Sunset. Okay. Curfew is 10 p.m., people.
Yeah, don't be late.
Ihr wollt also morgen auf der Hauptbühne bei den East Side Music Days und jetzt gerade noch bei uns im Studio und hier mit Musik. Song for the Broken Hearted. Thank you, ladies, for being here.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.